So by the time that you came onto the scene for the Lady Vols, Tennessee was on a 6-game lose streak against the UConn Huskies, but your team snapped it. What do you remember from that 68-67 win?
Oh man, it was intense. Everything leading up to it was intense. The game was intense, but it was a lot of fun. It was competitive from start to finish, as the score relates. We won by 1 point, and it felt like that the entire game. Like you were just fighting to get ahead. But it was a great experience. I mean, grew up as a kid, like I cannot wait to beat UConn.
How much of that was maybe in your decision to also kind of want to go to Tennessee to be in big games like that?
Oh, that was a huge part of it. I mean, it was initiated by the HBO special on Coach Summit and the Lady Vols, and I'm like, man, Dad, this lady's crazy. I want to go play for her. And then you start watching, you're listening, you're reading, and you're like, she's playing like the best of the best. Like these ladies are good, right? And Coach is winning. She's intense, and you start to be educated about the UConn Tennessee rivalry, and that's what literally drove me to say, I'm not going to lose to UConn while I'm at Tennessee. That was my goal.
Well, I mean, you did a good job at it. Three straight
I did. I
wins.
did. Thank you. Thank you.
So when Alexis Hornbuckle is in game week with Pat Summitt getting ready to take on UConn, what was that game week like?
Paige, I said it was intense. So I will definitely reiterate that because, and that might even be an understatement. I don't even think that word really encompasses exactly how hard UConn week was. I got kicked out of a practice the day before a UConn game, my freshman year, matter of fact.
Tell me, you can't just drop that and not say
Yeah,
it.
no,
What
I'm just like, I can't, I was just a knucklehead. Coach would sometimes come into practice and your name was on that sheet or you're in her head and she's gonna be on you. There's nothing much that you could do right that day. It's more of a mental practice, mental resilience type of practice for you on top of the scouting, on top of just, the regular practice. I couldn't get it right that day, Paige. I couldn't get it right. And so, yeah, I ended up, I don't remember verbatim what she said, but she was like yelling and I just kind of put my jersey in my mouth and she did not like that response. I was just really trying to be respectful and not talk back. Can't say I did that a great job of that all the time, but that time I tried. Hornbuckle, get out.
Oh my gosh.
I
What
had a great
was,
game though the next day.
hey, that's what I was
Yeah, I had a great game. I actually ended up getting player of the game on that one. So it was bittersweet. I guess I had to get kicked out of practice and humbled. It definitely sparked me. And yeah, it was just a pleasure and an honor to be able to step foot, get kicked out, be able to turn around, listen to coach, be engaged, and be able to play hard. And our team did a great job. I mean, it was a fun game. Everybody was playing together. Everybody was, there for each other. And it was just a great game. And to get that win, that was just an amazing feeling.
what did you learn about your mental resiliency in those couple of hours, let's say, away from the team?
I realized I'm not always right, number one, and this can't keep me from, I can't go and pout about it. I can't be sad about it. I can't be upset about it. I have to find a way to figure out how to get on the same page as coach and figure out how to get back to giving back to my team. Like, how can I help dominate this game? What is my part? How can I do it to the best of my ability and get the other girls to do it as well? Which was pretty easy to do. We were all pretty motivated. But it just taught me, like, keep going. It's not about you. It's a team sport. Get out your feelings, right? Express them. Feel your feelings. Yes, validate those. I agree. But at the same time, we got to go to work. And coach would always say, show up, just don't shrink. in hard times. So if I would have folded, if I would have, it might have affected the team, right, and the overall outcome.
So when you kind of think to yourself, like, okay, I'm coming to Tennessee. I don't want to lose to UConn. It's a game circled on the calendar. You kind of get booted from the team for whatever reason, but then you come into the game and just go off. What was that like in the moment, just for everything to really be clicking for you and you help push the team to a 1-point win?
Man, that was an amazing feeling. Nobody wants to get kicked out of practice. I will say that. I hope not. I didn't necessarily at all. But it happened, and the confusion, the frustration, the anger, it fueled the focus for the game, right? Because we're, you know, this is our time to break that streak. This is our time. And the way Coach was a very great motivator, as well as a great teacher. So she's getting us pumped up. Like, this is our time. We're going to go out here. We're going to take this game. Nobody's going to give it to us. You know, it's the battle of wills. Are you going to have the will to win? And if that don't inspire you, you don't need to be playing in this game. So, I mean, I was inspired, and Coach always did a great job of giving you that second chance. Like, okay, you may not start. You might not even play the same amount of minutes because you got kicked out of practice or whatever disciplinary action, but I'm going to give you a chance. And just, to me, it spoke volumes. I just wanted to take full advantage of that second chance.
What was it like going out onto the court for that game on the road and take
it was
over
crazy.
Win?
It was crazy. It was so packed, so loud. It was great atmosphere. I mean, if y'all are unfamiliar with the UConn-Tennessee rivalry, go back, do your homework, look at these games, YouTubes. Like, it was packed. It was loud. The gym was rocking. You know, Tennessee fans, shout out to y'all. Y'all travel everywhere to support, especially if y'all can't stand a team or a coach. So they showed up for UConn. Right. So it was just electric. Nothing short of the same type of feeling and atmosphere of a national championship.
Then you come back home to Knoxville. You win the next two matchups. What was it like in that, you know, 3-4 year stretch where Tennessee just continued its dominance and got back to what it was in this rivalry to get those three straight wins?
Oh, it was like a little kid walking into a candy store for me, like, oh, this is it. Like, just the excitement of being able to think back and say, as a kid, I literally said, I want to play UConn and I don't want to lose against them. I want to be a big part of the reason we win. And, you know, to be able to be blessed to be put in a position to do that, I really don't even know. Like, I was just really so happy, and just, it's an overwhelming feeling of just accomplishment and just gratitude and gratefulness, because obviously everybody that came through Tennessee can't say they didn't lose a game to UConn. You know, there are some, depending on how long you stayed, but.
How much did you see this rivalry in this series truly develop and grow the game for women?
This was huge for women's basketball. Just the amount of eyes, like, you know, both teams are playing hard. Both teams are highly skilled. You'll see athleticism. You'll see skill. You'll see a high basketball IQ. Coaches are intense. It's a good strategic game. It was exciting and entertaining to watch, whether you have been a longtime fan of women's basketball or you're a first-time watcher. The little girls that got interested in, you know, in this rivalry, it helped spark so much growth in women's basketball as far as viewership, right? Respect for the game. And then also, you know, just fan engagement, just getting the fans locked in. Like, women's basketball is exciting. If you know what you're looking at, it's exciting. So I think this rivalry did a lot for it. And it also encouraged other teams and other conferences to, you know, kind of develop their own rivalry, where it's like, we're going head to head. We don't like each other. We feel like we're the best and you feel like you're the best. And that's why we want to compete against each other. And I think that speaks volumes for how the game truly is, as far as being highly competitive.
I was talking to Holly. She's like, you know, this rivalry is kind of like Tennessee football in Alabama. It's the third Saturday in October. You smoke cigars mm-hmm. if you're the winning team.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So, like, what was it like having a game like Tennessee-Alabama beat Lady Vols and UConn?
Oh, I'm telling you, like, you are just automatically fired up all week. I can't even – I'm speaking for myself, but I can't even say it was nerves. Like, I'm nervous. It was more just like, let me at him. When is it time? Can we go? Now, as far as Coach Summit that week, though, oh, man. You just make sure you are – get your work turned in on time early. Be at every practice early. Like, just make sure you are crossing your T's and dotting your I's, because she's going to be on you.
Yeah, what did a win signify for the team that season?
It signified who we were and who we could be, right? Like where we're at. You see the fight, you see the competitiveness, you see the will to win, and it reflects on the court. And then you see the camaraderie on the court. But then at the same time, you're able to look at us and say, "Hey, this is like a national champion, a national championship type team," right? So that respect and that fear, obviously, we always had a target on our back. But that fear from other teams when they came to play us, like, "Hey, they beat UConn," like. They keep beating UConn, you know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of comes with that win is that level of respect rises, but so that's target on your back is gets a little bit.
Pat Summitt put a stop to it, went to sleep for 13 years. What
13 years. Woo.
was that last meeting like? Did you maybe sense that it was getting bigger than life? I mean, what was it like being in that last meeting?
I don't know, you just didn't really expect it to end. You know what I'm saying? So as players, like we're just going to go play and we're going to go get after it because this game is everything to us. Like I said, we treat it like a national championship game because history, you know, has shown UConn and Tennessee kind of own those rankings up there on those how many championships won overall. So yeah, we didn't it, the impact for us, like, oh, this is the end as a player. I know I personally didn't have that. Like I'm like, it's game time, it's go time, it's show time. That's all I'm focused on. So when it ended, though, it was kind of heartbreaking. Like, really, really wanted to play UConn in the NCAA tournament. Like, if we can't play them regular season, and then Stanford upset them. But it was just one of those things where it's just like, dang, I just really wanted to get a run at them for 4 years out the gate. And I really wanted one of those to be in a national championship game. It didn't work out like that, but I'm very thankful. Thank you, Lord, that we were even won two national championships.
I think this is one of those games that really connects the current players and alumni, maybe more than other games do.
Oh
For
yeah.
you, what is it like seeing this game come back?
A lot of excitement. I was actually talking to one of my friends earlier on the phone, and I'm just like, man, if this place isn't packed, if the fans aren't going crazy, Ball Nation, if y'all don't show up, like this, I'm gonna be so mad. Not disappointed, yes, but I'm gonna be so mad because these young ladies deserve to feel that environment, that atmosphere. The value of this game and this rivalry, not just tonight, but like you say, for the history of women's basketball. This can be a nice dedication to coach. Like, here you go, Pat. You know, get this dub. Let's go. Like, they don't get it. Like, it literally is nothing short of what it feels to win a national championship. Obviously, winning the Natty is the best you can do, but it's nothing short of that feeling.
Do you think the Lady Ball fans being the sixth man tonight is a key to the game?
Oh yeah. Come on. It's important. It's important. Gotta get it done. Let's go. I love it.
Lastly, what do you think it'll take for Tennessee to get this upset win? Your first win was a 1-point victory. Tennessee's been in a number of those this season. What will it take to get over the hump for the Lady Balls?
The whatever what we're built on, what the culture is, what the history is, defense, rebounding. Make your free throws, yes, of course. Defense, rebounding, take care of the basketball, right? Composure. So being able to have poise under pressure, because it's going to be pressure. And they're coming out not to win, not to beat us, not by a point. They're coming out to embarrass us. So we have to come out with that same grit and that same determination to be, you're not going to beat us. Our will to win is bigger than your will to win, and we're going to work for it. You're not going to outwork us. Value every possession. It's really going to be about attention to details. Defense, rebounding, attention to details. If we can lock in and stay focused 40 minutes, I think we'll be all right. I'm betting on us. I don't bet, so that's probably a bad thing to say, but I'm picking us. I'm picking us.
Hey, I love it. Alexis, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Paige.
Of course.